Hello, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam, is Don in by chance?
No, this is my phone number.
I gotcha. I was trying to follow up here on an offer we actually had extended to the business. I'm calling with Cardiff. Does Don have a different number there?
Yeah, it's a different company.
I see. Is this not Health Body Incorporation?
Yeah, this is Healthy Body. It's weird. We used to be one. Last year in June, we actually split. Healthy Body Inc. So yeah, he does still own Healthy Body LLC. I own Healthy Body Inc. The website and the product. It's two different things.
Oh, so they're completely separate businesses?
Yeah, I mean to find them is you can look at True Body Wellness TRU and then not the without the E, TrueBodyWellness.com, and it has their 800 number and everything on there.
I gotcha. Yeah, we extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. So the address we have there is 317th Avenue South. Would that have been sent to you or Donald?
That's their old address. If they're not there no more, that's my address.
I gotcha. Okay, yeah, we may have sent you the offer instead of him then. But
okay.
Yeah, it was a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital there. You guys had some borrowing history in the past with that. Just kind of wanted to reach out there, kind of see where things were at. How did you say was a good way to get in touch with Don then? Was there another?
What was it for equipment, you said?
Yeah, it was a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital. The business actually was pre-approved for right around $250,000. So I was just trying to touch base there. I mean, was there anything you guys possibly were maybe looking to do there? I know you guys have split, but I'm sure you're probably on similar terms there with the business.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, what was the equipment, like manufacturing equipment or?
I mean, any equipment you guys would use for the business there's no real like specifics on the type of equipment. As long as it's equipment and we can fit it under that category, we're usually able to finance it. Was there something you guys were going to be looking to do here down the road?
Not right away, but it's always good to know what options we have. It was harder for me at first because when we split, I didn't realize keeping the name meant the history. I wasn't thinking that, and when I looked to get a loan, people were like, "Well, you're brand new." I'm like, "Oh my goodness, yep, I guess you're right." Because
yeah,
I won't count all that since I'm not a part of True Body Wellness, but I started it and everything. And I mean, we started in 2012. I live in Idaho. He's in Chicago. I set the whole thing up, the corporation up here in Idaho.
I see. I actually had this exact situation happen here with a business a few weeks ago. They had to change the name because of a divorce, but they had great sales. But since the name changed, you know, they weren't able to get approved for nowhere near as much just because of the name change there. So, but for the equipment, you know, it is heavily based off credit. So if you guys were able to maintain a good credit stand there through the split, that is the majority of it. What type of equipment there do you guys usually bring on?
Well, I'm the director of sales. So equipment, it'd be iffy. If we did anything, it might be a bottling machine because I actually am the director of sales for a manufacturing company as well.
Mm-hmm.
So all my manufacturing equipment that I need. But I'm in Idaho, and we have thought of a few different times of having a bottling place there where we can just buy the capsules other places and we can just bottle it here in Idaho.
I see. Have you guys tended to outsource that part there in the past, or have you done it before?
Yeah, well, we used to actually own our own factory in Atlanta, and then before I left, it kind of just things started going south. That's why I left, and that happened.
I see. Now you're back with the company there, or?
No, I'm doing it myself. I'm the director of sales. Another factory knew about me, knew what I did, and they said that I could represent. So I own Healthy Body Inc., which is actually One Vision Corporation, but I'm actually the director of sales for a manufacturing company too. So I got multiple different things. I was the first company to ever run a Groupon. We run on Amazon, but I also make products for other people as well.
Oh wow, that's kind of an interesting little marketing you got there in the back pocket. You were the very first one.
Yeah, we were the first supplement company to run on Amazon.
First supplement?
I still run on there today.
Wow. Was it a success for you there when you did it?
When we first started, it was, because we'd sell 80,000 bottles in 5 days. Now it's not as good as it used to be in 2012.
Wow. What is it you guys are producing there? We have down cosmetics and perfumes, but is it anything in specific, or are you guys kind of all over the place?
No, we don't do any of the all supplements, like capsules, liquids, all that kind of stuff. Don might be doing turning to perfumes and cosmetics. I'm not sure.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I mean, we're Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank out in San Diego. We've been in the equipment financing game for a little over 14 years, and then after the whole situation happened there in 2008 with the economy, we started bringing on working capital programs as well, just basically unsecured cash loans there for businesses. They can pretty much use it for wherever they see fit, really. But those are kind of our...
Is it based off business credit or personal credit?
It's based off of, we look at both. We do have to pull the...
I don't know if we have business credit, that's the only reason.
I see. We do pull the personal there on the ownership there. But like I said, it is mostly based there off the credit. So, I mean, if you're good, what would you, do you know when the last time you pulled your credit was?
Yeah, today.
Well, do you remember what it was, if you don't mind me asking that?
Yeah, it's 692 for, 692 was the highest, and 692 was the highest, 672 and 647.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're kind of right around national average. I think national average is like 693 as of right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're sitting in that area, I mean, getting you approved on a program, it shouldn't be a terrible issue there, but it's just going to be a matter of what you guys look like on paper. How much does one of these kind of bottling machines usually go for there that you were maybe looking into doing?
I don't know, because we've just been talking about it for so long. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm the director, so I've got everything done at the factory, but sometimes we've thought about doing, man, we could make so much more if we were just doing this at our Idaho facility and selling it. I mean, I don't know necessarily if ours would be equipment. It might more just be capital to push forward the business.
Yeah, I mean, if the equipment was the only thing you were looking at, I would probably strongly recommend that program. If you were looking for capital, maybe just to grow the company, what did you guys do in sales there last year? And I can kind of give you a rough estimate of what we could probably free up for you.
Last year wasn't, because I split in uh-huh. June.
Okay, so you split in June.
Yeah, year before that, we did $5.5 million.
Okay.
But when we split in June, I have no idea. I didn't do the taxes to the Healthy Body, so I don't know what it did. Mine was only a few hundred thousand. I don't know.
I see. And did you even file 2015 yet, or did you guys do extension?
No, we did, but I didn't do it for Healthy Body because I wasn't there anymore.
I see. So, I mean, as far as if you did like a few hundred thousand in sales, probably like what, like maybe three, 400,000 you guys did?
Let me see. If I can look real quick. Yeah, something 2015. Let's see what One Vision is. 2015. Hold on, I'm just looking it up real quick.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I found it, but it's case password protected. My accountant always does that.
Oh, I gotcha.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll have to look into it a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I mean, typically what we're able to do is free up about 10 to 15% of whatever your top line revenue was. So, roughly speaking, if you did it right around like $350,000 in sales, say, we could probably free up anywhere from probably, I would say, maybe $30,000 to $45,000 in that ballpark. But if you did have the split there, that's something we can look at since, you are still with the business, even though it's different operations. It's definitely something we can look at. But
yeah,
as far as the
same exact business, just different name.
Exactly. And with the equipment, there's no real cap on it. So as long as you have the credit and we see that you have a decent amount of cash flow, that's something where you'll have a lot more leeway with, especially on a bottling machine. I can't imagine those being all that cheap. So you'll probably get approved on a better rate and term length on the equipment just because of what we're able to work with there. I know you said you've brought it up multiple times. Was there a time of the year where the company meets to kind of discuss those things, or how does that work there with the decisions?
It's pretty open. Now that we split, there's not as many people to talk with it. I actually have only one other guy to talk with. He's an Amazon partner, but I would do it with him just because he has products as well.
I see. And then as far as the company structure is now, are you the 100% owner now, or what's the ownership breakdown?
100%.
You are 100%? Okay.
Yep.
It's definitely something we can look at. The nice part too is, as far as the approval process goes, we literally only look at three things that we need. It's just the one-page app, it's your most recent tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. As soon as you get that to me, I can just transfer it to underwriting. We get you an answer in about 24 hours, and we can kind of see what makes sense for the business. And the offer's good for 90 days, so if you kind of wanted to just see what you could get approved for, kind of what purchasing power.
Please send me an email at adam@healthybodyinc.com, just so
Adam,
I can have your contact information and we can
see. Yeah, I'll shoot that over to you. It'll just summarize the offer. It'll have my direct contact information in there as well. If we can free up, some capital there for the business, or if you wanted to get that bottling machine going, like I said, we can get you some answers here, and if it makes sense for the business, it's something we can bring on. I know you said the machine could probably make you a lot more money. Did you guys calculate kind of an ROI that you had on the machine?
No, not yet. We just know because, like I said, I've been manufacturing for 5 years. I just know if I bought just the capsules from my factory and bottle it myself, it just it frees up. Let's just say instead of making $5,000 off the sale, it could make $15,000 off the sale.
Oh, it's that much of a difference?
Yeah, it's a huge difference because the manufacturers, they add the bottling costs, the labor, all that kind of stuff to it.
Yeah. I mean, if this is something you guys are interested in,
that can be like $1.50 where if we're buying the bottles and doing it all, we'd have to get in bulk, but instead of $1.50, $1.30, whatever they're putting on it, we can get it down to 70 cents or 60 cents.
Uh-huh. I mean, and on top of that, too, I mean, with the equipment programs that we have, they're typically 2 to 5 years. So if you guys can spread those payments out, I mean, rates are typically going to start in the mid-single digits, which is pretty manageable, especially if your profit margin goes from, a few thousand.
Single-digit rates.
What's that?
You guys have single-digit rates?
That's where we start at with the equipment. Yeah, it's very straightforward. It's kind of like your traditional loan there. Kind of mid-single digits is where it will start, and then based off credit, paper, how you look like on paper and all of that. But if you have that strong history there that you do have, it's definitely something I can have underwriters take a look at and take into consideration because, my job is to get you the best approval there. So if they can look at that, it's definitely something that could help you. But I'll shoot this information over to you right now. I'll give you a few days to kind of look it over and maybe talk to some people. But I'd love to get the ball rolling with you and at least see if we can get you an approved. And if it's something that you can bring onto the business and make this money you said you can make, I think it would make all the sense in the world to at least entertain the thought and see what we could do for you.
Yeah, exactly. So at least have an option there, and if we want to do it, we can pull the trigger.
Exactly. And, like I said, the offer will be good for 90. You can kind of shop around there and see what you could get with it. And as soon as you're ready to pull the trigger, you say you find a machine, you give us a call with the quote, and we're able to get you funded in 24 hours.
Okay, yeah, I'll start looking at finding. Like, I just pulled it up. The only thing is, it's just not one machine. You got to get the filling machines, which fills the bottles. You got to get the capping machine, which puts the cap on the bottle. You got the labeling machine, which puts the label on the bottle. Well, we don't have to have a label. It would be better if you have the whole process done. You dump them all in the bottles, and it's a kind of a one-stop type thing.
I
would say we might be able to find a used one. Does it matter if it's used?
Nope. Doesn't matter if it's new or used.
New would be over $100,000 for it.
Yeah, and then would used be, would assume, significantly lower than that?
Yeah, I think so. You could probably find the used one for 75 or 70 or maybe less.
Okay. Do you know what the lifespan typically is on those type of equipment there? Do they usually run you a good amount of time?
Yeah, they do. I mean, because they're not doing a whole lot of stuff.
Okay. I'll shoot this over here. I'll attach what we would need for the approval process, just so you can see what you're working with. And what I'll do is attach the working capital program, the working cap app as well. It's just another page that you would have to fill out, just to see what we can get you approved on both sides. You know, if we can free up some capital for you as well that you could use, or if you just kind of wanted that in the back pocket for some smaller purchases, it's definitely something we can look at as well.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
No worries, Adam. We'll touch base here maybe towards the end of the week, early next week, and see what we can do for you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. Enjoy your day, Adam. Bye.
You too. Bye.